All right, ladies and gentlemen, we are here with Chris from Less Than Jake. You guys have been doing Warped Tour for an eternity. At this point, are kids coming up to you and saying that they were conceived during your first set during Warped Tour?
No, they're coming up and asking me where the porta potties are, where the food is. They think I'm working security here. So,
well, at this point, you probably know all the answers to whatever.
Yeah, I probably should double dip, work security and play the half hour show a day. I could make more money, but gotcha. Too lazy.
Beat selling real estate, though, right?
Well, you could say that. Maybe.
We'll see.
I like being home selling real estate. It's easy.
I understand it.
Spreadsheet. I can fill that out. So.
All right. So, keeping up with the election theme, are you still, you guys, going to keep pursuing that the rest of Warped Tour? I know I've seen images where red, white, and blue.
Did you say the erection theme?
Sure, that too.
Yeah, we're keeping that up just fine. Yeah, just nicely. Our campaign is going great. We're not on tour. We're campaigning this summer.
Excellent.
Yeah, so it's going very well.
I'll look for you on the ballot in November.
You should. We won't be there, but you could write us in.
Absolutely. Yeah. All right, so you guys pride yourselves on being a festival party band, from what I understand. Are you more at home doing some outdoor festivals like this, or do you like a tiny packed club where the energy is palpable?
I like them both. After a month in clubs or theaters or those types of venues, I want to be out here, and after a month of being out here, I'd rather be in there. So the grass is always browner, as they say.
Mm-hmm. Somewhere.
Yeah, so I like either one.
A couple years ago, we saw you guys in Allentown, where we're from, at the best venue ever, Crocodile Rock Cafe.
Yeah, you gotta love it.
Rest in peace, Crocodile Rock, with the Wilhelm Scream. So the energy was good there, and I'm sure it'll be awesome here, too.
I hope so. As long as I stay away from the hot dogs. I had a bad hot dog the other day, so I'm still reeling from it. So yeah, that, and I got to hydrate today. I haven't been drinking enough water.
That's advice for anyone. I mean, come on.
It truly is. Yeah. Especially people that eat too many hot dogs.
All right.
By the way, those girls were born in the 90s over there.
So I heard. Excellent. That even makes us feel old.
They're old.
Oh, my God. So,
they're like cougars.
Yeah. All right. So I should say, See the Light, the latest full-length, still in stores now, is fantastic, and actually one of my favorite releases you guys have done.
Oh, cool.
So you guys have been around for like 25 years. Haven't you gotten the memo? You're supposed to be coasting at this point. You're not supposed to be putting out good stuff.
Well, I appreciate that. You know, We ultimately make records for ourselves. You know, we still enjoy recording and writing music, and if people like it, that's great. You know, so.
Are you able to get away to the back of the bus and do a little recording here and there?
Yeah, not so much recording, but we do like, we write songs and stuff.
Okay.
And we're always working on stuff.
Didn't know if you try to get some of it down like demo form just to remember it.
We're gonna write a new one today called JJ and Henry Fucking Rule. It's the name of the song.
Okay. I can see that being a good EP, but I don't know about...
I don't know about the next full length.
Awesome. All right. So it's been said you guys may stay away from the full length, speaking of that, and release individual songs, EPs here. Any clarity on maybe what you'd want to do next?
We don't know. We're just writing songs. You know, we're not sure how we want to present them, whether it be a full length EP, digital-only release. We don't know. We're exploring those options. If you have any brainstorming, you know, on the subject, please feel free to email us.
Well, the more the better, so I'll give you
perfect.
That.
Yeah, perfect.
Absolutely. Well, one thing you've done over the last few years, releasing some EPs, excellent EPs, by the way, Greetings from Less Than Jake and Seasons Greetings from Less Than Jake, which were eventually combined into a full release, shall we say, Greetings and Salutations from Less Than Jake. Even if you abandon the full album concept, do you see yourselves maybe piecing individual things and having compilations like that?
Quite possibly, yeah. I mean, we really haven't figured out how we're gonna, you know, what we want to do for the next thing. It could be any of the above.
Okay.
It could. Yeah, we've had success with all formats, and it's cool. It's cool to break it up and not do the same thing.
Sure, I imagine. So, was it April 29th, this past one, Live in Astoria came out?
His birthday, April 29th.
Excellent.
Yep.
Well, that sounds like a happy birthday. It was a live record taped back in 2001. What made you wait 15 years to release that particular
recording? Because we sound better back then. We have three other records from the 90s that we never released that we're going to release at some point.
Okay.
Yeah, so we recorded them back then knowing that we would never be that good again in our career. So, no band's ever thought that forward thinking. So, yeah. So, waiting 15 years for the story, it's like, yeah, we were firing all, we were amazing back then, you know?
We were hungry, we were young.
We were hungry, we were young. Now we're just old, grumpy, and pissed off. Get off my fucking lawn, you know? So. I'm joking, by the way.
Well, cut that out, Henry. Don't let everyone know he's joking. All right, so I don't know if this is a recent thing, but re-releasing Losing Streak and Hello Rock View on vinyl.
Yeah.
Is that something you're going to try to get the rights to everything else and eventually release the other albums?
We have the rights to all those records.
Okay.
We had done an LP for Rock View years ago. Never did a full-length for Losing Streak. We had picture discs for Losing Streak. So we thought it was a cool time. Our fans or our collectors, they love vinyl, and so it's a cool thing.
All right. Your TV EP was another awesome endeavor fairly recently. Seeing as there's no limit to TV theme songs out there, do you maybe see in revisiting that someday?
We've talked about it, you know. When we go into work on something like that, it's literally kind of spur of the moment. So we're at any moment with that, something like that could come out, yes. But no plans.
I could see you knocking out that Perfect Strangers theme song. That would be awesome.
There you go.
Laverne and Shirley, that was a good one that I like. So
it was the most random thing that came up. It was one of my favorite this because one that I could listen to and know all the words already.
Yeah.
All 15 minutes of it or however long it was.
It's all my friend's kid's favorite album of ours, the theme song album.
Just the Animaniacs song going over and over. All right. Let's see, you guys have been around almost 25 years. Any big plans to celebrate the anniversary when it comes around?
We're doing 25 shows in London next year.
Okay.
And yeah, it's at a 400-seat club. We're going to be the house band there Tuesday through Saturday. We'll have Wednesday through Saturday. We'll take Monday and Tuesday off. 2 days off a week. 5-day residency for 6 weeks. Five weeks.
Wow, okay.
Yeah, celebrating 25 years as a band.
So let that be your incentive to move to London, guys.
Yes.
Drop everything, just move there. All right, so you've also got a Wake and Bake hometown later this year.
Yeah.
Any details about that?
It's insane. It's a 3-day party. We have all kinds of things planned for the fans that come out. VIP stuff planned, all kinds of... last year we did a bus trip around Gainesville. I was the host of the bus trip, so every year it's something different. It's 3 days. Can't give too much away yet, but it's 3 days of insanity. So if you like the band, come down. And people's only complaint is they don't remember it after they leave Gainesville, because it's a booze fest, you know.
Well, then that's their fault.
That is their fault. It's easy to not get drunk. Don't drink.
Awesome.
Simple equation.
Well, I mean, just throwing it out there, it'd be cool. It would make sense if every band from Gainesville, Howler Music, you got Tom Petty, they should all try to make it there if they can. But, that's behind-the-scenes stuff.
We should tour with Tom Petty and Hot Water Music and Against Me.
Yeah, there you go.
We play in the parking lot, Tom Petty play the amphitheater.
Nonsense. Come on. Other way around. Anyway, so I always end it with this. Stuck in a desert island the rest of your life with only one album, what is it?
Last Justin Timberlake record. I don't know what it's called.
Okay, but you'll have time to learn it.
Maybe make me just starve to death and give up. So, and the miseries. I don't want to be alone on an island.
Understood.
Yeah, that's the most frightening thing ever in the world, be alone with my thoughts. So, yes, Justin Timberlake's last record. That's what I'm staying with.
That's as valid an answer as I've ever heard.